Hi, this is Mrs. Gallagher. My honors history freshman C Block students have started research today on five different topics related to the lives of African Americans, enslaved and free, in colonial America just before the American Revolution. They spent the morning researching their topics and learning as much as they could in order to prepare to assemble a museum-style exhibit project. These are some of the students explaining to you what they learned today on their first day of research.
Hello, my name is Brian. Today in class we started a project on slavery in the 13 colonies. My group was assigned to research slavery in the New England colonies. I never knew that slaves were not allowed to read and write. The Puritans also didn't want to spread the Christian religion to them because apparently it's a sin to enslave fellow Christians.
My name's Kylie, and today in class we started a project on slavery in the 13 colonies. My group was assigned slavery in Virginia and Maryland, and I never knew that slaves made up the minority of the population in Virginia and Maryland, and that most didn't come directly from Africa. They were born in the Americas.
Hi, my name is Will, and my group started a research project today on slavery in South Carolina and Georgia. And although slavery was tough on the Africans, they attempted to preserve their culture, and to do this they would tell stories passed down through generations, make crafts like they did in their homeland, and sing their favorite songs in the fields.
My name is Brian, and our group was assigned to research free blacks, and I learned that free African Americans often had a harder time than slaves. They faced poor wages and had low quality housing, and they also couldn't vote, testify in court, or marry a white woman.
My name is Megan, and my group studies laws and revolts. Today I learned that depending on the colony, the laws for slaves changed. As time went on, the rules usually became stricter. For example, in Georgia, they started out with a ban on slavery, but then by 1750, they took away that ban.
Hi, this is Mrs. Gallagher again. The students will use the research that you just heard about to create museum-style exhibits about slavery during colonial American times in the regions that they were assigned. Each museum exhibit will include primary source images and quotes, organized information, and even interactive aspects like video clips or models of ships. I'm looking forward to seeing the students' exhibits and to having them visit each other's projects.